USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a driverless Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash, which happened about 9 p.m. local time in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use nearly 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire, as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. Authorities tried to contact Tesla for advice putting out the fire. It was not clear if they received any response. Staying in Texas, Austin, Texas police identify Stephen Broderick, a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective, as the man wanted for allegedly killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin, Texas. The detective is also accused of raping a 16-year-old girl last June. The Austin Police Department said the suspect was still on the run early Monday and is considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
In San Francisco, California, what has killed more people, COVID-19 or drug overdoses? Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
In San Francisco, 255 deaths were recorded from the coronavirus last year, killing nearly three times as many, accidental drug overdoses at 713. These numbers are from preliminary data released by the city's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the largest increase in the number of overdose deaths nationwide occurred in March and May, coinciding with the first lockdowns. In a statement, the CDC said the increases in drug overdose deaths appear to have accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fentanyl is behind more overdose deaths than any other drug.
According to the American Medical Association, a sharp increase in drug-related overdoses has occurred during the COVID pandemic. Congratulations to Alex Bowman for winning the NASCAR race in Richmond, Virginia on Sunday. Next weekend, it's Talladega. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a warning concerning a popular treadmill. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The warning was issued to owners of the Peloton Tread Plus that has a price tag of $4,300 after 39 incidents, one of which resulted in death. Joseph Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Any consumer using the Peloton Tread Plus who has or could have a pet, a child, or an object around this device, this warning is for you. You should not be using this treadmill because it has the capability in almost 40 cases of sucking the child or the object or the pet underneath, and we've had serious injuries, entrapment, they've been pinned, they've had abrasions, they've had multiple fractures, and of course, sadly, a fatality.
Users have the option to use the Peloton bike without a subscription. With the Peloton bike subscription, you will have access to both on-demand and live classes. Carrie Underwood brought the house down at the Academy of Country Music Awards Sunday. Maren Morris won two honors, including Song of the Year. Miranda Lambert performed three times and continues to be the most decorated winner in ACM history. Mickey Guyton, the first black woman to host the award show, gave a strong vocal performance. Luke Bryan was named Entertainer of the Year at the Grand Ole Opry broadcast. And finally, Morgan Wallen, whose latest album and singles have found major success on both the country and pop charts, was declared ineligible by the ACM after he was caught on camera using a racial slur earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.